From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Farm Bill expiration has led to multiple programs losing their authorization as well as funding. AgNetWest.com reports with the federal government's fiscal year ending on September 30th, the same day the Farm Bill expired, programs receiving $50 million or less in mandatory funding will not receive any baseline funding beyond that date. A total of 39 programs, including bioenergy and agricultural research programs, will be left without financial support until lawmakers return to Washington after the midterm elections. Bayer AG is considering the sale of its animal health business as it scrutinizes its portfolio in the aftermath of the $63 billion Monsanto acquisition. According to AgWeb.com, Bayer is evaluating animal health as part of a broader review. No final decisions have been made, and it's possible the German company could decide to keep the business. Bayer's management is under pressure from large shareholders to sell assets, including the animal health business, to help revive its share price. USDA and state ag officials are reporting billions of dollars of crop, livestock, and agriculture damage after Hurricane Michael slammed into the Florida Panhandle Wednesday. AgriPulse.com reports the storm hit the Panhandle with 155-mile-an-hour winds before plowing a path of destruction through parts of Alabama and Georgia. Cotton, peanuts, pecans, poultry, peppers, tomatoes, squash, and dairy producers were some of the hardest hit by Hurricane Michael's wind and rain. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.